Welcome to Anime Out of Context, a comedy review show hosted by a basement dweller who grew up scrounging terrible fan subs on sketchy websites prior to the convenience of modern streaming, alongside a willfully ignorant soul whose only knowledge of anime comes from the shows forced upon him here. This show will contain spoilers, incorrect information, and copious amounts of adult language. Our hosts are not experts on any topic, and everything they say should be taken with a grain of salt. Thank you for listening, and enjoy!
Hello and welcome to Anime Out of Context, the show where I attempt to explain the sometimes weird, sometimes wonderful, but always hilarious world of anime.
And I just want to hang out with all the cute girls, which is why I'm here with Sean.
I'm Sean Rollins.
I'm Remington Chase.
Remington, a new anime season is upon us.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, we've been so trendy lately.
I know. I mean, to be fair, last week we did a show that was, you know, end of last year, and the week before that we did another show that was close to the end of last year. So yeah, I suppose that is still kind of trendy, isn't it?
Especially for us.
I know. Well, don't worry, Rem. I'll mix it up next week and do something from, like, I don't know, 2019? Is that old enough now?
Oh, fuck.
That's like 4 years ago. God. I hope I don't have to commit to that year, because if I forget by next week, people are going to roast me. Shit. Okay. No promises. Anyways. But a new season is upon us, and it's about 3 weeks into this new season, or at least it will be by the time we break from this and go and watch the anime itself. So I figured we should be a little topical and dip into one of the new shows of the seasons that people are talking about. Of course, we're not going to talk about, like, the super major popular ones, or, like, the ones that are so god-awful that it makes you want to jump off a cliff.
We just want the most boring ones around.
Yeah, hey.
The ones people love or the ones people hate. We want the ones that people do not give a fuck about.
Well, that's not entirely true, Rem, because we're actually going to be talking about a controversial anime today.
Oh.
And it's not the anime itself that's controversial, at least not yet. Who knows with this studio? But it's the studio themselves, Rem. Tell me, Rem, do you remember the studio that was simply named Gohans?
No idea.
We've covered one of their shows before. Only one.
Yeah.
Ooh, man, you weren't a fan.
Fuck.
You were not a fan. Rem, do you remember Handshakers?
Oh, God, I remember hating it. I don't remember what it was. I remember really not liking it.
Well, there's the poster for Handshakers if you need the refresher.
I've never seen this in my goddamn life.
You blocked it from your memory.
This is 0% familiar.
Well, the basic premise of it was superpowers went between two people holding hands, bad characters, abysmal CGI, and cameras that constantly rotate.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no.
And this season, Rem, Gohans is back.
No.
They're back, and they're not back with just one anime, Rem. They're back with two.
That's too many.
Yeah, no, because, since they released Handshakers and the sequel series, Whis, which I don't think we've covered. I don't think I would have done that to you, because I feel like that would have been rough. Who knows, maybe it'll happen in the future. We've gotten a lot of emails for it. But, like, those shows obviously did not do well. And then their show after that didn't do well either. But this season, Rem, this season, they're releasing two shows at once, and people aren't as angry about it.
Okay.
Which, theoretically, that means that this could be their best work yet.
I mean, but does that mean anything?
Well, Rem, you're frustrated about us not going to the peak of some studios and the peak of some shows, so why not go to the peak of this studio with one of their brand new series?
All right. I already hate it. Let's go.
But hey, Rem, I'm not going to give you the one that I think is the worst of the two, because that I'm going to try and give this studio the best chance they get, right? Because they have one of the worst raps ever. Handshakers is one of the lowest rated things on Malrem. I think it's actually gotten lower since you and I covered it, because right now it's sitting at 5.26. Which, for Malpolitics, that's abysmal.
Oh, like, yeah.
That is one of the lowest things you can get.
That's in the hole, baby. The big hole. The
biggest hole. But so far, with three episodes out, the newest two shows haven't dipped that low, whereas all their other shows definitely did. Definitely did. Well, except for K, but listen, folks, K is one of the few shows I've not seen, and I'm scared to watch it, quite frankly. I'll get to it eventually, I promise, but dang, I don't want to, based on the other shows from the studio.
All right, what? Yeah, enough preamble, what the fuck are we doing?
Okay, Rem, so I'm not going to show you the one that's about a guy who's into a girl, because like that would be too samey to what we've been doing recently.
Yep.
And also, I think it's the one that more people are talking about in a negative light, and also has a lot of weird defenders as well. I don't want to talk about that one this week. Instead, this week, I figured we'd talk about the one that caters more to your interests.
Oh, okay. What are my interests?
Well, Rem, there's nothing you love more than cats, right?
I do like cats.
You do like cats. And the anime we're talking about today is all about a cat and their owner. And their owner is a very, modern day overworked office lady. You know the trope. We've seen it a couple times. And when she goes home, she is finding all of her solace with her cat.
All right.
And that's the basic premise of the show. All
right. So Handshakers, it was like ugly and that terrible CGI, right?
Yeah. And it was like a sci-fi battle royale monster of a thing. Yeah.
All right. And, but like, okay. I just pulled up a clip. Yeah. It's visually just fucked.
Yeah. No, it's I'm not surprised you blocked it out of your memory.
All right. Here's my prediction.
Okay.
I think the entire thing, because it's got to be fucked. It has to be. In the vein of Handshakers, I think they are going to be stylistically, we will say, ambitious.
Okay.
Some others might say foolish, but I'll be charitable. I think it will be entirely from the POV of the cat, no camera cuts, and every time the cat's head moves, the whole camera moves, and it's going to be fucked. Occasionally, an ugly CGI paw will come into frame as it licks it.
Well, Rem. I
get casual motion sickness. It'll be great.
That is a fascinating premise that I feel like the studio would definitely do.
they're writing it down as we speak.
Yeah, especially when you hear the title of this show. The title of the show is Dekiru Neko wa Kyomo Yutsu. The English translation is The Masterful Cat is Depressed Again Today.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. Cat depression.
Two things you're very familiar with. After all, you have lots of cats and you're friends with me. But that's the basic premise, is it's about this office worker and her relationship with her cat, and it's by Studio Gohans, and it's their highest rated thing in recent years, so we gotta give it a chance, right? We gotta give it the best shot it can. You only gotta watch three episodes, because that's all that's out at this time. And yeah, you watch it, we'll tell you what you think, you'll see how ambitious it truly is, and maybe this is a sign of future good things for Gohans. And then maybe we'll come back to the other show they're releasing this season, and you can be disappointed in them again.
I'm terrified. I think it's gonna be bad.
I mean, you never know, Rem. You never know.
I feel like I kinda do.
Hey, Handshakers came out in 2017, so it's been a while. Maybe they figured themselves out. So without further ado, let's go straight into it. Let's go watch some Masterful Cat is Depressed Again Today. God, that's a mouthful. Deki Neko is the shortened version. So Deki Neko, let's go watch some Deki Neko.
Don't fuck the horse!
What's a power bottom? And we are back after watching three whole episodes of the new Gohan's anime, Dekiru Neko wa Kyomo Yutsu, or The Masterful Cat is Depressed Again Today. And Remington, I may have left a crucial detail out of this show. I told you everything about the studio and what they like to do with shows, but something might have slipped my mind prior to ending part one of this podcast.
Sure. Before we discuss that, Sean, because we will. How's your day been going?
If I'm being honest, it's been going okay. I've had worse days and I've had better days, but you know, nothing too.
Just pretty middle of the road.
Pretty middle of the road, I would say.
Yeah, fair. Anything like interesting?
I'm wondering where the point of this is going. I mean, I you know, I had a phone call with an angry patient who was upset at us for you know, not coming out because we didn't take their insurance anymore. That was fun. It, definitely not something I could help with.
a bit above your pay grade.
Yeah, no, literally, it's like, well, why don't you take my insurance anymore? I was like, I don't know, man. We just don't. We just don't take that insurance.
You're not the one in charge of the healthcare dystopia in America. That's not your domain.
Nah, man. They just occasionally give me.
You're just a cog in the wheel.
Unfortunately, a very sad, depressed cog, but a cog nonetheless.
Hey, you're my favorite cog, buddy.
Thanks, bud.
Oh, man.
So you want to know how my day is?
What about your broader week? Past like 7 days or so.
Past like seven. I mean, man, we had that really stupid Utah-only holiday that we have every year. It's true.
Hey, we saw each other. We hung out that day.
Yeah, we played some board games. We had a good time. We yelled at each other. Your girlfriend roasted me alive.
Yeah, it's true. She has a tendency, you know, there's just something within her that just feels the urge to absolutely destroy you verbally.
Yeah, and it's only me specifically. She's one of my best friends, and yet some of the things she says to me would make...
And when this was brought up, because she's very sweet normally, yeah. But when this tendency was brought up, her immediate reply was, well, he makes it too easy. And that's just...
Just the brutality of it.
Just absolutely ruthless.
And it's only been in this past year that she's really cut loose into me. Literally the first time was at Disneyland of all fucking places.
Happiest place on earth.
Happiest place on earth. It's because he hates himself. Fucking brutal, man. that was
the punchline of a delightful joke. But what about, like, have you seen Barbenheimer yet? There's been lots of hype about that.
Man, I haven't. I would like to at some point just to see, you know, the funny, haha, look at this funny pink thing next to this depressing brown gray thing.
Well, let me ask you, which one are you more likely to watch if you could only choose one?
Probably the Barbie movie, let's be honest.
We did have a friend who, they went to watch Barbie, and then they watched Oppenheimer, and then they watched Barbie again, and they said it made them cry.
From the time investment, or was it just, do you think, the fact that it was Barbie touched?
No, they were just genuinely touched.
Ah, I mean, the Barbie Oppenheimer sandwich will do that too, I feel like.
it's a hell of a viewing experience right there.
Because, like, that's like a 6-hour time investment, I think.
That's about sufficient, Sean. We can start actually talking about the show now. You see, I just had to spend 4 minutes on irrelevant bullshit.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because this show opens with 4 minutes of, like, cinematic shots opening credits, as if it were some feature film, right? 4 minutes of the first episode, all right? The first episode, average length episode, 4 minutes of it is spent doing fuck all. Like, just being like, hey, look at these wonky as fuck angles. Isn't this weird? And I didn't know why it was lasting so long. Especially, like, okay, if it's like a feature film, or maybe if it's like some prestige television, right? Like, this is going to be like interesting nuance, real like nitty gritty, then maybe you can justify that. This ain't that, Chief. What the fuck? So yeah, if you as a listener were wondering, like, why are they talking about name bullshit? Why aren't they talking about the goddamn anime? Yeah, that's what I was wondering too.
but Rem, come on, give yourself some credit. I feel like that little bit was way funnier than anything that happened in the show so far.
Yeah, we can get... All right, so the big twist that Sean didn't tell me about was that the cat is... it's Dylan. And...
I
This is a story of Sean and Dylan, but Dylan is a cat, a big life-size bear-sized cat.
And what? I'm a cute office just girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
A cute but messy and mildly incompetent office girl.
Oh god, that's real.
It's this. Yeah. So it's the story of you two, which I'll be honest, sounds like a fucking recipe for success. That sounds like let's print some goddamn money. And hey, that has a lot of shit I should theoretically like. It's so boring.
Oh.
It's so boring. It hurts. There's an occasional funny joke to show that they're competent and capable, but the vast majority of the time, it's like, hey, do you want to see what the cat is doing in his mundane everyday life, going grocery shopping, cooking, and cleaning? And I'm like, oh, and I'm sure there's lots of like cat-related gags, and they're like, oh, what? And I'm like, well, because he's a giant fucking cat, and it's like, oh, I guess some people will be like, oh, is that a cat? That's weird. I'm like, and then? And they're like, yeah, I don't know. And then he goes home and makes the food he just bought. I'm like, but there's gotta be more! There's gotta be... That's not enough! That it's like, oh, but maybe the interaction with the girl, all right, the girl, like, she's clumsy, so sometimes we see her at work, like, a little bit stressed. And then other times she's home eating food. So that's her... the equation! Meanwhile, you got this insane CGI and angles that I can only compare. Sean, you've seen Inside by Bo Burnham, right?
Yes, yes.
You know the absolutely like breathtaking, fantastic song, All Eyes on Me, sort of like the climax of Inside. At one point, Bo Burnham, he grabs the camera, right? And he like starts waving it around and he's holding it, right? That's the POV of this entire fucking show.
Yeah.
They have the camera, they're just waving it around, which, okay, maybe if this wanted to be, like, properly avant-garde indie weirdness, but it's not weird enough. Like, if you want to go weird, don't just make it weird enough to be unpleasant. But if it's going to be unpleasant, you have to keep going to make it interesting. So... There's just a lot of that. And then the lighting is pretty beautiful, right? Like, lots of stunning lighting and effects that do not feel appropriate for this kind of show. The visual language is way the fuck off. Like, this is telling, like, cinematic... Maybe it makes sense if this was beautiful or haunting or somber or serious or intense or romantic. It's none of those things. So what the fuck are they doing?
So you're telling me you want the cat to get together with the girl.
I think, unironically, that would be a better show. Don't get me wrong. I would critique that.
Okay.
I would have my complaints.
You would not be a fan, but you think it would be an improvement to the nothing that happened so far.
Yeah, because then people would be like, oh, Jesus Christ. And then others would be like, well, it's a sentient cat, and they do have, like, a genuinely touching relationship, and it's like, well, yeah, but I don't know, it's still a cat, so even if it's not wrong from a utilitarian point of view, it's still like, I don't know, it makes me uncomfortable. And it's like, yeah, but maybe you should analyze that discomfort. And it's like, okay, it's doing something. It's doing something.
A cat. So in this case, a cat is not fine too, is what you're saying.
Correct. It's just so damn uninteresting. Like, I wish I could give a play-by-play for each episode, but unironically, nothing really happens.
No.
In any episode, there is no sense of conflict other than, like, the mundane discomfort that the girl occasionally feels. You might think, oh, shit, well, she is deliberately hiding this big cat person, right? I wonder what would happen if the world found out. No, he goes grocery shopping. People, like, kind of care, but not really. So that doesn't matter. So maybe it's about like her growth as a person, not thus far. And even then, I don't know if I'd care if it became that.
You're not super invested in the character development of our two primary protagonists.
Yeah, not really at all. I'll try to give Deki Neko some credit. Okay.
Okay.
Occasionally it will have a genuinely funny moment. All right.
All right.
Possibly the funniest moment in the show, a genuinely hilarious moment, is in episode 1, right? The cat is always making food for her, just all the time. And at one point she's like, oh, that was so good. Give me seconds. And the cat implies that she's been eating too much and getting fat, right? And he pulls out a scale and she's like, oh, fuck this. So he grabs her and picks her up. And then as if she was the pet, a way that you weigh pets is you stand on a scale with them, then you stand on a scale without them, right? Mm-hmm. Great joke. The fact that the cat's doing that, very funny. I like that moment. In the third episode, there was a nice moment of, like, sincerity between the two where she, like, realizes she's a mooch, but she's an appreciative and a grateful mooch that makes the cat feel good about their abilities. I also like that the cat, it shows that even though they're a pro chef, they started with a beginner's cookbook. That's a nice little fun thing. Everybody's got to start somewhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I like that it reminds me of Dylan.
God, it is eerily reminiscent of our dear editor, isn't it?
It is so much like Dylan. It's insane. But man, this show, it goes in the category of, by all means, it should have had everything going for it. Do not give a shit. I cannot. Like, I feel, unironically, I guess, thinking who enjoys this show? People who watch anime to sleep? And I'm trying to mean that in a complimentary way, but that's the best I can muster, man.
I mean, hey, you know, some people might enjoy a little bit of motion sickness before they go to bed.
God, it's rough. It's rough. Unfortunately, when they're actually, like, in the house, which is most of the time,
right,
they kind of just, they become way less ambitious visually. And it's only like they go out into the street and it's like, oh my god, Jesus fucking Christ. The lighting effects are everywhere, CGI buildings at every corner. We're just like, get back in the house.
Yeah, no,
it's simpler there. It's easier there.
It's worse than you think, Rem. It's not just CGI, they're photographs with filters layered over them and ported into CGI environments. You can tell just because they're just a little too detailed in some ways, but not detailed in others. It's a thing that Gohan's has been doing for years. Like, if I take any screen cap from, like, any point, you can probably tell, like, oh, wait a minute, that's a picture with a filter over it.
And here's the thing, Sean, right? It could, look, if you're like, oh, something with, like, a strong visual style but a mediocre story, that could be acceptable, right? Mm-hmm. It could be like, oh, well, clearly they only cared about the visuals and the story is just kind of a conduit for that, right? But the visuals aren't certainly not good enough and not even interesting enough for that justification.
Yeah, no, like, they're both way too 3D and way too flat at the same time. Like, I don't know.
Want about, what was it? The one that actively hurt my eyes.
That would be Handshakers.
No, there was a different one. There was... it had texture, it was loud as hell.
Oh, that was the, Machiavellian one, what was it?
I want to say that it was...
Count of Monte Cristo.
Yeah, it was anime Count of Monte Cristo, and it, don't get me wrong, that was one of the ugliest things I have ever seen in my life, but it stuck with me. I still think about it, at least its visual style sometimes.
Right.
Not necessarily fondly, but I do think about it, which is notable. That's something. It's interesting. Come on, man. Make Deki Neko interesting at the very least. Make my eyes bleed rather than give a vague sense of apathetic discomfort.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, I'm skimming through the episode right now, and it's hilarious because they regularly reuse the same shot of their porch outside.
Yeah.
And hilariously, it is the brick texture that they use is the same brick texture just repeating over and over again. Like, they didn't vary it up enough to really make a difference. And if you look at corners, it doesn't quite line up, right? Like, you said that they had some good lighting in the show, but they didn't match the lighting to the environment ever.
Oh, no, certainly not. No, it looks like you had four different people working on one project and they did not talk to each other at all.
Right.
Like, they would just send their work, submit that, and then it would be like, all right, next in line, do your part now. And he'd be like, oh, okay. And there's just no cohesion. in anything, in visuals, story, characters. Like, because I feel like it could work out. I feel like it could be interesting. The concept where you're like, hey, you got an incompetent office girl and a housekeeping gigantic cat. Like, okay, lots of ways you can go there.
Great concept.
And it's like, all right, what direction are you taking it? And it's like, oh, no, that's the direction. I'm like, well, no, that's the premise. That's like the big picture stuff, but what are you going to do with it? And they're like, I don't know, we got a cat. And I'm like, so is it going to do like cat stuff but big? And they're like, yeah, that's a good idea. We'll have one or two moments like that. And I'm like, okay, I feel like you should probably have some more, if I'm being honest. Like, I'll be honest, if you just had an anime that was all about this cat is very big, look at it do cat stuff but big, that'd be a better show. I would like that more.
And you probably don't think it needs to be a full-length 22-minute standard-length series, right?
What I think this should have been, right, okay, is in total, a 45-minute short film, right? And if I can argue for something, change the visual language completely. Make it, if you check out the outro of Deki Neko, right?
Right.
The outro has this very, like, simple, animated, childlike style. That is delightful. And it feels like it matches the show, right, a lot better. It matches the tone of the show a lot better. So yeah, shorten it up, tighten everything up, and...
get rid of the CG.
God, change those visuals hardcore. Because once again, it's not just that there's that it's bad. It's that it doesn't fit with what the show is going
it's
for.
It's distracting.
Anything that's good about the visuals, right... it feels like it creates a disconnect of the show you're trying to create. It would be like, all right, hey, you know what sounds great? We're going to remake Umaru-chan, all right, Sean?
Okay.
But it's going to be made using Real Engine.
Oh.
And you're like, why?
Oh, dear.
Why? Why would you do that? Why would you, we're going to make it like 4K, Unreal Engine rather. You're going to make it like hyper detailed and oh man, you're going to see every fucking speck. You're going to see every piece of fur on her little hamster onesie.
Oh God, I'm terrified.
And it's like, why?
I'm terrified of gremlin hyper realistic Umaru-chan.
It's like, I guess you could, but I feel like not only is that unnecessary, but that's not what Umaru-chan is.
It's like those hyper-realistic drawings of SpongeBob characters. That fucking terrifies me. That's going to haunt my nightmares.
It did. But yeah, so I don't get what the show wants or is going for.
Yeah, I just sent you a screen cap of a picnic basket for the preview of episode 4, and it's like, I don't know what to look at more. It scares me, Rem.
I don't like the look of the meat between the bread.
The texture on the basket itself, like the paper in the basket, is a same flat repeating texture with a line in it. It's
yep.
You can see hints of the CG background, and I think those are supposed to be grapes.
Like, once again, I love when people try new things, and I've spoken before on this podcast, being like, hey, is this good? Not necessarily, but it's worth watching just because it does something a bit different, right? I think I've said before on the podcast, I've rated things like either a 3 or a 4 and then said, but it's worth watching just for this element that's unique.
Right.
Unfortunately, this doesn't fall in that category. No, it's not worth watching. It's not interesting enough. It's certainly not good enough. I'm sorry, Dylan Cat. I just don't like you.
You're just not a fan. Oh, God. Dylan's going to be so sad when he listens to this part of the episode. His cat alter ego is just, quite frankly...
it really is just him combined with his cat, if they did a little fusion dance.
A little bit, yeah. Like, I mean, I've long maintained that Dylan would make the best housewife ever. Like...
And we see it here.
And we see it here. Just with some extra cat-like tendencies.
But not many. Not enough.
Not enough. Not enough to keep things interesting.
Like, once again, you give that premise, and then just, you could go sitcom style if you wanted to, or proper slice of life, or just full comedy. Right now, they're doing slice of life in the sense that they're like, oh, so we have to show it in real time. And it's like, no, you don't.
Yeah, slice of life means you show absolutely everything, right?
You show all the most mundane parts of life with no embellishment, right? That's how it's done?
Yeah, because, like, you know, the best part about watching a movie is watching somebody wake up, walk to the convenience store, buy a sandwich, then walk home.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, perfect. Now that we're half an hour into the movie, I wonder what will happen next. Yeah, it's just rough. And I know I mentioned it at the beginning and made the whole bit about it, but it is genuinely inexcusable to have 4 minutes of opening cinematic credits on your first episode of a 23-minute show. They think they've created an artistic masterpiece or some shit, and I just have to disagree.
Got some bad news for you, Rem. That's what Gohans thinks they do all the time. What you saw in that first 4 minutes was their idea of flexing.
Oh no!
And Rem, oh, no! Rem, this is the second of two series that they have released this season, and
this is the equivalent of like a guy who's a bit chubby, right, and who doesn't take care of himself, just talking about how he, like, oh, you know, alpha male chads like me, we rise to the top. Meanwhile, you betas wouldn't even understand. And it's like, look, your paradigms are fucked, but even following your own paradigms, you are a bad example of it. Like, you... you don't match your own standards. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and just to give you the final nail in the coffin there, have a look at... this is what the first chapter looks like, and tell me if you see any major visual differences between the way they presented it.
I mean, there's no absolutely hideous CGI, which helps a lot.
I mean, yeah, it's a little hard to convey that in manga, usually. Generally.
It'll eventually come, just you fucking wait.
Look, I've seen people try to make webcomics with, like, 3D engines, and it usually fails pretty bad. But, like, just kind of goes to show that this is a very simple webcomic that Gohans really wanted to make into a cinematic masterpiece.
And it's just like, why? Just, like, keep it short, simple. If anything, this should have been a series of, like, 2-minute shorts. That could have worked.
You mean like the other cat shorts that we did recently?
Yeah, I mean, it probably wouldn't have worked with its current philosophy, because then you'd have a bunch of 2-minute shorts where, once again, nothing happens. But, like, it needs to be reworked. You need to, I don't know, man. I'm sad. I'm disappointed.
It was everything you, like, on paper, it was amazing. Like, the idea of...
If you tell me there's a life-size Dylan cat, then I'd be like, sign me up. And then if you showed me this goddamn anime, I'd be like, you know what? I'm not too proud to admit that I was wrong.
I mean, Rem, there's a reason I left out that kind of key detail and focused more on, like, production and studio, because that's what most people are talking about.
I mean, it provided a neat moment where I was like, holy shit, that cat is big.
Yeah, I needed to give you something. I needed to give you
and then,
something.
And that was it?
That was it, yeah. I didn't want to just leave you hanging with just like, ah, yeah, it's a weirdly shot show about a girl and a big cat. Okay. Like, that's not a super interesting part one. I had to add a little bit of flavor, a little bit of
mystery. I'll be honest, if you had given that description, you would have saved us a part two.
That's efficient podcasting, folks. Maintain a format for 5 years and then abandon it to save Remington some pain.
It's just a much more concise way of saying everything I've said.
Oh, God. And would you believe me if I told you that this is the higher rated of the two Gohans anime so far?
Oh, no. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
How are they still creating stuff?
You know, Rem, you've been asking that about most anime creators
At least for public consumption. Because, I don't know, maybe if they didn't feel the need to be publicly digestible, maybe then they would get real weird and freaky. I don't know, it seems possible.
You really don't remember Handshakers, do you?
Not really. I don't remember a lot. In the Discord recently, There was a lot of conversations about Angel Beats, and I was like, we did it for Christmas, and I have no fucking idea what the fuck
it is. Not even like Christmas a few years ago, literally the most recent Christmas.
Was it the most? Yeah, I can't remember anything.
Yeah.
Cannot remember a goddamn thing.
It was one of our longest episodes. Yeah, you know.
Was it?
We did the full series. There was a whole like coup takeover on the podcast. Like,
did I like it? Probably not.
You liked the first episode and you liked the last episode, and you just wish that they were more consistent with their character decisions and storytelling. And
I'm so glad you can remember my opinions.
Yeah, that's literally my job, Rem. Literally my job.
As soon as I utter them, they are lost in the wind.
You vomit them forth, and they are forever recorded, but once they leave your brain, they're just... it's just empty space.
Yeah.
Except for things like Pui Pui Molkar.
No, that'll stay forever, dude.
That's a core fucking memory, my dude.
Deserved.
Deserved core memory. It'll never leave you. My god. But Rem, I wanted to give Gohans the best chance they had of impressing you, and something tells me they didn't quite reach the mark this time.
The fact that this was the better of the two is, I don't know, maybe the other one I would appreciate more, even if I dislike further, because maybe it becomes like so bad that at least it becomes interesting. I don't know.
I mean,
I'm not interested in finding the answer to that question.
I'll send you some clips of when of Handshakers to remind you of that. And that might change your opinion overall. But let's just say that they definitely have a little bit more quote unquote fun with the camera angles in the other show. And man, it's interesting. And who knows? Maybe we'll cover that one as well if there's enough
interest. And after listening to part one of this podcast, they'll go and be like, you know what? Perfect idea to just have the angle be from a cat's perspective. It's going to be POV. It'll shake all around. It'll be the best and worst thing they've ever created.
Yeah, no, like that would, like, genuinely, Rem, when you gave that idea, I was like, man, that would have worked so much better for them. Except for knowing them, they would probably make us even more motion sick than they usually do.
Oh, certainly. I'm counting on it.
Yeah, but if you had to guess, Rem, considering that there's only 3 episodes out currently, what do you think the MAL score is for Deki Neko?
Oh, no. Come on, people. All right. People know, like, oh, it's from the creators of Handshaker. So, fortunately, the weebs, I think, are at least to a certain degree disillusioned already.
Right.
That being said, I also think you'll have way too many people being like, ah, now they found out how to make a show, which is, there's going to be people with that opinion, and that's going to be insane to me. But I think, am I allowed to ask what Handshakers was?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Tell me what Handshakers was, just so I can recalibrate.
Okay. The first season of Handshakers.
There's another season of Handshakers?
And a sequel series.
What the fuck? How do they get funding?
Rem, genuinely, no
Is
one knows.
Is anybody allowed to make an anime?
Oh, excuse me. What I thought was the second season was just a one-episode OVA. My bad.
Okay.
But the first season of Handshakers, with 104,000... no, excuse me. With 40,000 ratings, because not many people were willing to put up with it, it sits currently at a 5.26.
Okay, I think Deki Neko will get 6.73.
Okay, all right. Well, Rem, only about 6,200 people have bothered to review this show.
Hmm.
So that's going to skew things a little bit. And there's only 3 episodes out. But Deki Neko is sitting nice and pretty.
I don't like these low numbers. These low numbers terrify the shit out of me because it could get more extreme than I was ready for.
Well, with those 6,200 people, Deki Neko is sitting at 7.56.
Fuck you! But do they have eyeballs?
That's the thing, Rem. here's the thing. The other show was way more advertised. And
so this is... They looked at like the very advertised worst one, and they're like, oh, fuck. Then they were brought back to this one, and they were like, oh, well, in comparison...
Yeah, I genuinely think that's part of
it. Look, in comparison to the shit that was just, that I was just force-fed, this rotten egg doesn't taste half bad.
And, Rev, there's only one, on Mal, there's only one fully written out review, and it's a recommended review. Grant, and remember, there's only 3 of 13 episodes out right now. Rem, the first line of this review is going to send you off a fucking bridge. It reads, and I quote, "Holy fuck, who gave a show top tier film level of an opening start?"
I'm gonna lose my fucking mind. this, I have no response. They know what they did. They know who they are.
They do. They gave the show an 8 out of 10. Gave the art and sound a 9 out of 10.
God damn it.
So, you know. there are people out there.
Oh, there certainly are.
There are people out there.
Goddamn weebs.
Oh, God. If it makes it feel better, a full 1,000 people dropped it after started watching it.
Not enough.
Not enough. Out of the 6,000 people. Yeah, no, most people are, like, dropping it at episode 1, 2, or 3. And the people who are still watching it are just like, I don't know. They need something to fill this particular niche, which I, gang, there's other things to watch. Trust me. Trust me. We have a whole podcast filled with things to watch. So I suppose my final question, Rem, is there any chance you'd want to watch some more Dekiru Neko wa Kyomo Yuutsu?
You know, just, no, but maybe.
Tell you what, let's just put some cat ears on Dylan and you can watch him for a little bit.
God, I'd love that so much.
That would be great.
Yeah, I just want to come home to a cat-eared Dylan having made me a nice fresh meal. That's what I want.
I mean, the crazy thing about that is, Rem, that's way too possible. That is incredibly too possible.
Fuck yeah.
We'll see if we can make your dream come true, Rem. But with that in mind, thank you all so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. If you enjoy Rem being flabbergasted by quote-unquote cinematography, then please head on over to wherever you get your podcasts, whether that be Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, or wherever, and leave us a review. They mean the world to us, and we do read every single one. And if that is still not enough for you, you can head on over to twitch.tv/animeoutofcontext, where myself, Dylan, and Remington do occasionally play video games very poorly. And if that is still not enough for you, you can head on over to patreon.com/animeoutofcontext, where you gain access to all kinds of lovely bonus material, including having the opportunity to be thanked live on the podcast. So, Rem, who are we thanking this week, and why are we going to have to apologize to Dylan later?
Well, as always, I'd like to send our regards to all of our bland bitch protagonists, as well as our magical girls, who we really appreciate. But moving on, we get to our yandere waifus, who have become the size of a bear, are laying on our chests as we try to sleep. And on that list, we have... my name is... Say something wrong, Sean?
Not wrong. Just... That just might awaken some things in some people. That's all I'm saying.
Good. So first, I'd like to think... my name is first. Now, bitch, oops, sorry, I was just overly excited. You're not a bitch, please don't hurt me. Drunk Quetzalcoatl for Anime Out of Context mascot says Miska Miska, earnestly expecting praise and a reward. Zombie Stomp, Xanax, Zach Page, Yee Yee, Yandere Neko, wondering who has a bigger sword, Remington or Kirito, Wyshon Wyshon, Huvo, weekly haiku about Papa Sean, the stakes are high, the options are final, big flush or small flush. Watch Eva and I'll write a poem every day for a month, Walk Me Home Gently, Utah Number 1, Unhinged Prax, Truckoon Appreciation Society, Trauma, You Mean the Reason Why I'm Funny, Totally God's Angel, Titan CNH, The Villain Behind Glasses Wants Welcome Chidase Revisit, The Susanator, The Capybara Are Opening the Big Hole's Blue Lock Facility, Losers Get Their Legs Sawed Off, Jesus Christ, That Guy Who Changes His Name Every Week Humbly Suggests You Guys Take a Week Off, Take Care of Yourselves, no, Burnout's a great thing, I'm Icarus and I'm flying to the sun, baby.
We're taking care of him, we're getting Dylan a pair of cat ears as we speak.
Thanks for being the best thing to listen to while working out. Y'all's mostly agreeable takes distract me just enough. Hey, happy to hear it.
Hey.
Turban,
Satisfying enough is what we go for.
Tinted Venom, Swedish Weeb, Super Zoo, Spicitis, Snakey Pie, Silent Secondary, Shoujo Addict, Who Doesn't Need Help, Just More Manga to Read and Anime to Watch. Sean, out of these bad animes, which one is the best? Conception, Handshakers, or X-Arm? Oh, you know, I just love Conception. Ooh-wee.
Fuck off.
All right, Sean, thank you for your opinion. Sean's grandma is the OG White Swords Meister, get well soon. Sean is Isekai to a world where everyone looks like Adam Sandler. Seth Senju, Segoy Takai, that's what she said. Ross Palmer, Rhiannon Williams. Rem, you may either have a MILF that will protect you, or you can trade for Sean's cute pupper. Take your pick, but he might want the, I mean, I'll give him the MILF. I'll help him out. He needs the protection more than I do anyway, and I'll take the pupper. Rem loves the big hole. RarXD, that's I love you, and Dinosaur. Queen of Egypt, Professor Fox. Penis. Paco El Musico, Other McNutt. Oh no, I fucked my sister. Oops. Nitz Ira, Nick Harvey, Nice Legs, Daisy Dukes, Makes a Man Go Doot Doot Doot. Maya Town, Muscom Elon, Mr. Peanut Butter S'mores, Equal Parts Bailey S'more, Screwball, Vodka, Whole Milk, Mikaika 7 Hierto, Love AOT and Didn't Like the Pod, but here I am. That is a bold character arc right there.
You like AOT.
I appreciate it.
Like the podcast, but you're a patron?
I appreciate it, but I'm so curious.
Like, what is your story? How did
Link
you get
Joe
here?
Girl. Liam Dunn. Let's get a petition going to show Rem Boku no Pico. Leave Denji and Pachita out of harm's way, Sean. Landon Weatherford. Kylo. Kara Uchiha. Cassidy. Just Monica. More like Just Haruhi. Joshua D's Nuts. Jax. Janine. Jam Hands. Jacob Iverson. I'm going to McDonald's and asking if Daddy Rem's big hole is on the menu. I was scared of the monster on my bed, so I called it Rem and put on freezing. Haven't seen it since. I Remington will ruin Darling in the Franks for Encrypted Cryptid. I found Rem's favorite website, kidsexchange.org. Is that better? Is that... It's either kidsexchange.org or kidsexchange.org, and I don't know, man. That's...
I don't like either of that. Both of that is bad. Like, that's...
Those are both bold, I will say. Hunter Tane, Hunter Davies. Hey, don't cough in my butt. Hey, Sean, you give power bottom vibes, and Remington is probably a brat. Dylan is a dom. Hey, Rem, Portuguese word of the week. Vasco da Gama, Rabaiado, Rabaiado, Rabaiado? I want to say Rabaiado.
What's a power bottom?
You're on bottom, but you're in control.
Interesting.
Help, I've been hopping on the LPL for a concussion to review for 5 years now. Tune in for next week's pre-banter where I teach Sean what a power bottom is. Grocery in your neighborhood.
Oh, God. And the start of our OnlyFans. Weird coincidence.
Couldn't afford to drink milk. Going down on Sean's grandma, Glenn Michael Dolan. Gaming pro tip, you can backwards long jump Jacob's Ladder to enter the gates without ever confessing your sins. Just watch me. Farmer Weep, Fantide, F-Bomb, Erica McCorkle, El Born Quenyo wants Rem to read this word. Esternocleidomastoideo. Dylan Hayden, Daniel Riot, Daddy Rem, tell me a bedtime story. Daddy, Cryptid MILF, Creed 13, Country Fried Goth here to remind you that you just lost the game. Cheese Monkey, Brock Hard for Geodudes, says go, go, Patronus. Brendan's grandma pegs my wet little boy hole. Oh, I hate that. Bonsai Tree, Bob Barker, Issei Kaid in the Beastars universe, with scissor hands. Black Star, Big Blue Bear Boy. Awkward lesbian who just got a hug. Anime out of context ruined my happy sugar life. Amazing Muffin, Elise Howard, Alpha Angel. AJ Tunnels, the soggy waffle waffle, soggly about his saggy soggy waffle wife spitting syrup with his peas. What? AJ Honey, A Daze, Aaron Hegland, Dot, and if he was reincarnated as a vending machine, Oni-san would kick the shit out of him, says Miska with certainty. And now we move on to the boy wizard tier, where everybody is going to get a housekeeping tip or trick to employ in your own home. First, we have, what does Daddy Rem say to Mommy Sean? First things first, open room windows, if applicable. Vincent Calabrese, clear out the clutter. It's like an order of operations.
The PEMDAS of spring.
Yeah, the dungeon master next door, clean bedroom areas first, but we were told to open the windows first, if applicable.
Yeah, like, hold on. You can't be like, gotta clean this first, after you do all these other things first.
The Drew is tired, she is eepy. You get, give cleaning products time to work. The Canadian anime stoner, always sweep or vacuum before mopping. Soul, use a toothbrush to get into the nooks and crannies. Preferably if someone you don't like. For example, I use Sean's.
Boy.
Now, Roscop, keep everything for cleaning in a cart. Roberto with the concerto, be sure to dust everything. Rakumiko will continue to be sad boy until Healer Girl's reviewed, also Rem is Tensai. Use mattress protectors to extend their lifespan. PL Mayor, you get the big hole! Vacuum the furniture, too. Old Man Rum, microfiber cloths are your must-have cleaning tool. Monogatari is everything you guys say you want in anime. This week, unique. Put together a cleaning caddy filled with supplies. Oh, well, a little bit of a repeat, but you know, whatever.
I mean, hey, one was a cart, one is a caddy. Completely different.
Very, very different, very different. Mike got his Overlord review. Keep up with spills and mess throughout the day. Miguel Deleon, put everything in the big hold! Massimo Martelli, tackle simple tasks quickly and frequently. Latino is the founder and first member of Rem's Holy Bean Nermlins, Nermal Gremlins cult. Try baking soda for cleaning tougher messes. Cougar, you get clean highly trafficked spots several times per week. Kafka is my mommy, pay attention to smaller, often forgotten areas in your bathroom. Caden Cazellis, stay on top of dust by focusing on hidden areas in your living room. Yeah, I get it. Hidden areas. I'm there.
I mean,
Sean Rollins have sexy dreams where Kirito and Remington are cheating on their lovers, Asuna and myself. Use the right tools to deal with dust. I just sold my sleep schedule for $23K and I regret nothing. Focus on laundering linens and pillows. Hellerex, take 10 minutes a day to make your bed and tidy up. Dua, don't procrastinate.
That's a little easier said than thought, I'm going to be honest.
just don't.
Crimson.
Man. Just don't.
Yeah, just don't. Crimson Reapers, just because of the scythes. Don't use the wrong tools. Carver 271. Oh, God, I've moved to a goddamn slideshow. Better be good. Carver 271, vacuum your dryer vent. Cameron Coates, update your gutters.
Okay, all right, you know, I've spent too much time on the internet. It's fine.
Bletzel, not the bitch boy white ones, vacuum your window blinds. Beethoven 1201, revive cloudy glasses, and there's a link on what products you should buy to do so. It's this great website, truly.
Yeah, I mean,
Arnold Schwarzenegger has a long one, Donald Trump has a short one, Madonna doesn't have one. What is it? A filmography. List of film credits.
I don't know.
Has Madonna been in any film?
I do not know. I would assume so, because I mean, like, that was the thing to do back in the day, throw random celebrity music.
Oh, yeah, she has a relatively prominent one. Like, relatively prominent list.
Okay.
There's a lot.
Maybe something to do with criminal records. I don't know, man.
Oh, man. Descale your coffee maker. Animated Z, clean out your candle holders. This is less tips. This is more just telling you what to do. All Father creates a rift in space-time to travel to the Isekai world with all the tropes Remington hates 14 weeks till Banzai. Restore your shower pressure.
How? How? You can't just tell me to do something. You have to say how.
Now we move on to the inappropriate Joey Wheeler tier, where Sean will give you your own oversized animal housekeeper. With a strong personality trait. And we start with 3.14159265535, and it continues all, it's all in Roman numerals. Good work.
Wait, this is inappropriate, isn't it?
Yeah, so ask Joey Wheeler, you need to give them...
Right, okay. Nyeh. You gotta do a little nyeh every once in a while. You get a big sister type pangolin.
No. Oh, and it's the big sister type. Is that the personality trait?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Her name is Barbara. Next we got, I've got a mind for business and a body for sin. The sinning is free. The business will cost ya.
You get a tsundere sheep.
It's Sean the Sheep. Oy. Here he is. next we got Hermione Pegs, Harry and Ron.
You get a gregarious pig.
I heard he makes great bacon.
My Christ. Holy shit.
Next up we got my dear old mum.
You get a diligent rabbit.
Ignore the felonies. He's a hard worker. That's in the past. Next, finally, we have second to none.
You get an airheaded horse.
Don't fuck the horse. Don't do it. Thank you all for tuning in. If you want to reach out, whether it's for a comment, question, feedback, or recommendation, you can tweet us at AnimeConPod on Twitter or send an email over onto animeoutofcontext@gmail.com.
Once again, guys, thank you all so much for tuning in. We love and appreciate you very, very much. And as always, don't fuck your sister. Hello and welcome to Anime Out of Context, the show where I attempt to explain the sometimes weird, sometimes wonderful, but always hilarious world of anime.
And I just want to go clubbing seals with friends, which is why I'm here with Sean. God, I'm sorry, Dylan. I just don't like you.
You're just not a fan.
So what the fuck are they doing?
So you're telling me you want the cat to get together with the girl?
Fuck yeah, brother.
I think, unironically, that would be a better show. I dig that shit.
What's a power bottom?